proclaiming the gospel to the Jew first and also to the Greek. Shalom and welcome to the Everlasting Nation, a radio ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions.
This is Mark Oshman with the International Board of Jewish Missions, bringing you another radio Bible study. In our last session, we began to look at the doctrine of the Trinity as taught in the Old Testament. Some Bible students believe that the concept of the Trinity appeared only in the New Testament. It did appear in the New Testament, explicitly taught. However, the Old Testament implicitly hinted at the existence of a triune Godhead, as well as finding support for that doctrine in the Hebrew grammar of the Old Testament. Consider the Hebrew noun Elohim, rendered throughout the Bible as God. Hebrew suffixes on nouns and adjectives can come in three forms. They can be either singular, dual, or plural. The singular form suffix has no special ending. It occurs with a single noun. The dual form suffix goes with any noun that indicates something which naturally come in pairs, for example, eyes and ears. That ending for the dual form suffix is the Hebrew ending ayim. Then you have the third ending for the plural form, im. When im is attached to the end of a Hebrew noun, it denotes three or more component parts to that noun. In that light, the opening verse of Genesis takes on special significance. Quote, "In the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth," unquote. The Hebrew word for God there is this word Elohim. It took a plural form, yet the verb for created, bara in the Hebrew, the verb for created appeared as a third-person singular form. This construction implied that God was a multitude of persons, that is to say, three or more, a multitude of persons that nonetheless comprised a unified Godhead. Another passage in the Old Testament supporting this occurs in Isaiah 48 and verse 16. Quote, "Come ye near unto me, hear ye this. I have not spoken in secret from the beginning. From the time that it was, there am I. And now the Lord God and his Spirit hath sent me." Unquote. Three personal pronouns appeared in that verse from Isaiah. Me, ye, and I. To whom did these words refer? Well, the word ye obviously denoted the people being spoken to, namely the Jews. Throughout the chapter of Isaiah 48, the house of Jacob and Israel were the recipients of the divine message. The invitation by God to come near applied to the Jewish people. What about the personal pronoun I? That singular first person would seem to imply that God himself was the speaker. In verse 12 of Isaiah 48, the speaker exclaimed, quote, "I am he. I am the first, I am also the last," unquote. A claim of eternality which properly only belongs to God. God continued by saying, quote, "I have not spoken in secret from the beginning. From the time that it was, there am I," unquote. If that pronoun I did not refer to God, then that proclamation sounds arrogant, if it came from some other being that was mortal. Then you have the continuation of Isaiah 48:16. Quote, "Now the Lord God and his Spirit hath sent me." The phrase "the Lord God," and note that the word God is entirely in capital letters. The Lord God denoted that entity whose name the Jewish people would spell with the Hebrew letters Yod, He, Wow, and He, a construction known grammatically as the Tetragrammaton. Jewish people reserved this name for the supreme being, God alone. But then there were other entities that appeared in that passage besides the Lord God. The phrase "his Spirit" seems self-explanatory, referring to the Spirit of God, namely the Holy Spirit. Then the pronoun "me" points back to the subject of the phrase, which was I. The latter portion of Isaiah 48 verse 16 posited the existence of three separate entities: the Lord God, I, or me, and his Spirit. Each of these partook of the divine essence, denoting at least three separate beings in the unity known as the Godhead. In future lessons, we will look at God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit, as taught in the Old Testament. This is Mark Oshman with the International Board of Jewish Missions, bringing you another radio Bible study.
You've been listening to the Everlasting Nation, a ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions. For more information, you can contact us at 423-876-8150 or go online to ibjm.org. Until next time, may God bless and shalom.